So here's the secret to boxing. A lot of the top guys who we know to be great, they're not as great as we think they are. They're still great, but they're not as great as we think they are. Maybe they are as great, but we will never know. And I'm not just saying this to be on no cryptic stuff or, this is some secrecy. No, this is basic analysis. When Shakur fought Josh Padley, y'all made it seem like he was doing something out of the ordinary. He's fighting an electrician. He's fighting... Do you know that 90, 95% or more boxers have to work full-time or part-time? Only the guys who were chosen since they were children, like Shakur, they're the ones who go to the Olympics. They're the ones who get those advances as soon as they turn pro. They're the ones who could afford to box 24-7. And they take full-time boxers and they put them in there with part-time boxers. And that's how you have guys who be 20 and 25 and 0, 30 and 0. That's real boxing. Boxing is lopsided. One guy has all the leverage, the other guy does not. So they're supposed to win. And then eventually you put them in there with somebody who gets to train and get proper nutrition and is not as leveraged. It's not as lopsided. And that's when you see if someone is a real championship caliber fighter. But everything up until that point, because of the way boxing is structured, there's no development league or nothing. So you got dudes just doing whatever and then going there collecting the check. You got some guys who have no boxing background. They get a license, which they shouldn't be able to, and they just go out there, they get knocked out. And they go home, $4,000, they pay their rent. That's really boxing. That's the essence of boxing. 90% of the fights that we watch is a full-time boxer going up against a part-time boxer. And a part-time boxer may or may not be experienced. That's why when guys like Shakur, like on a come up, when they lose, it's so bad because they're never supposed to lose to a guy like that. But y'all let me know what y'all think.